It's showtime, it's yo time. It's game time, it's go time. You got one shot at a gold mine.
Hey, welcome to the Black Voice in Color podcast. I'm Savannah Bland. I'm from DMOK.
I'm Iris Heard. I'm from Montbello.
I'm Cheyenne Jackson. I'm from Montbello.
And I'm Devin, and I'm also from Montbello.
So this episode's about black movies. So personally, my favorite black movie, if I had to choose in general, is definitely Princess and the Frog. I go hard about Princess and the Frog. I have about 13 wallpapers of Princess and the Frog.
So 13? It's 13, crazy. 13,
because you can go through and you can swipe them. And I have the one where you can tap it, and so you can go through all of them. Yeah.
I can't even help. But speaking of black movies, definitely black cinema is definitely something that I take really, really enjoy very much. It doesn't matter like if it's sports or like historical movies, animated, it doesn't matter. I enjoy anything about black cinema.
Yeah.
My favorite movie is Love and Basketball. I can watch it.
That was so good.
And over and over and over again.
And it's a good movie, y'all.
Definitely. Also, Coach Carter definitely taught me a lot with lessons of just how to carry yourself as a man, especially African American man. Also, Black Panther, my first favorite superhero movie.
Yeah, for real.
Without a doubt. You know what I'm saying? Chadwick Boseman, he was actually my my favorite actor. And then when he passed away, it was
heartbreaking.
Yeah, it was all like, no way, stop lying.
Didn't even want to watch the second one.
No,
I didn't. That was kind of heartbreaking. Y'all.
Yeah,
like, that was so unexpected.
Yeah,
it just happened out of nowhere. I was like, I was just watching the news. It just popped up on the news, and then he said Chadwick Boseman unfortunately passed away.
Yeah,
and I was just like,
damn. Yeah. The second one wasn't that bad, though. I was expecting it to be kind of iffy. But the people threw me off.
I like the second one better, though. It's more it's more action. I like action.
I feel like there's more creativity, you know, in the second one. Because it's kind of gave Avatar. You know what I mean? You know how they go to the water world and stuff like that, and everything's different. They have to adjust to the people. So I think it was good. It's just, like, nothing beats the first one.
Yeah, facts. I definitely agree. Just, I feel like it was more of a... The first one was definitely for the people, but then the second one was for, like, okay, let's try something new and, like, expand on where we can go with it.
Yeah. Especially since the story wasn't over and stuff like that. It was good, though.
Especially when they put him to rest.
No, me, but why did mom have to die, though?
Everybody was dead. I felt so bad. And then she saw Michael B. Jordan in, like, when she went to the Black Panther and stuff. But, yeah, that was kind of, that was trippy.
I was... Unexpected. I think personally, my favorite movie, and I don't even care. It's School Dance. That is the funniest. I like black comedy, personally.
Yeah.
I also like the movie Little with Issa Rae. That one is really good, too.
That one's cute.
Yeah, I love that movie. Yeah.
I like What Men Want. Have you guys ever seen that one?
No.
No.
What? I thought it was good. It's really funny. And it also has Erykah Badu in it. And it's like where she drinks this tea and then she can hear men's thoughts. It's kind of like
I've definitely seen that.
It's just so funny. I love that movie.
Did y'all watch The Haunted House? It was on Disney Plus. Y'all never seen it?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good movie, y'all.
I've met Meet the Blacks. That movie right there is funny right there, boy.
That movie's crazy.
Mike Epps, he carried that whole movie. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Definitely, he's one of my favorite comedians. I'm like,
yeah, I watched this movie the other day called Stomp the Yard, and it was that was probably one of my favorites, where it was like it's those stomp, you know, the routines and stuff like that. But it was really good, and like the romance in it was good too, and it all kind of evened out, and it had a story to it. I love movies that are about like stomp and like fraternities and stuff like that.
Me too. Shows the culture.
I love college life. I'm so excited. Cheyenne, what's your favorite movie?
Honestly, I don't have a favorite movie. Like my like I have a different ranges for things, so it changes every time I see something new. So I honestly don't have a favorite movie.
I think my favorite genre is like thriller movies.
Yes, like action.
Yeah, I don't know why, but like going off of like black movies, but have you guys ever seen Maze Runner?
Yes.
I don't think Maze Runner is good. And it's kind of like post-apocalyptic, where like there's aliens and zombies kind of thing. I don't really like zombies like The Walking Dead. That throws me off. But the Maze Runner is good.
I can't really get behind thriller movies. I'm not gonna lie.
Why?
It's just because like it's kind of hard for me to grasp. Cause like is it supposed to be an action movie or is it supposed to be like a horror movie? So like it kind of gets a mix of the two.
That's so what's good about it.
Yeah, though. It's both for real.
I can't do horror movies.
It's a mix, bro. What's your favorite genre then?
My favorite genre, I'd probably just say action movies or like black cinema. Yeah. Or comedy, yeah. Really.
Yeah.
Comedy
is I love comedy. That's my favorite.
That's number one. Top tier. Comedy movies, without a doubt. I can watch it over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of a comedy movie besides Meet the Blacks. I definitely say the Johnson Family Reunion. Mm. Definitely a good one. Definitely I can get one behind. What else?
Tyler Perry.
It threw me off. Maybe the older ones. I don't know about the newer ones.
Yeah, the old ones are the good ones, for real.
Yeah, I feel like the older ones definitely had a story behind it. Mm-hmm. They definitely had something to grasp onto. And I definitely feel like it was for Black history and for Black women as well. Just like we get to see what like kind of what they go through and like kind of like some of their aspirations and their challenges that they have to face. So yeah. I definitely like the older ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did y'all read about Taraji? She said that she wasn't doing any more movies because they was underpaying her.
Mm. No, yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
That's hard.
But she's an amazing Black.
Yeah.
Like,
best actor.
Yeah, actor.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely. Especially the one that she did with Hidden Figures.
Yes. That was inspirational.
That one was so good.
Yeah.
Then, I watched it like twice. I watched it with my mom. We watched it in school. Like I'm not gonna lie. I watched the whole movie when we was in school. Like I ain't fall asleep. Normally I'd be in class, I'd be asleep when it's those types of days, but I definitely stayed up and watched the whole thing.
Yeah, me too.
And there's this movie called The Best Man, and it's all of the famous Black actors. And then they made a Christmas one.
Oh yeah.
So it's got what's the guy from All American, the dad? The football dad?
I know you're talking about.
But that
Tay Diggs.
The Best Man is a really good movie, and it has all of the popular Black actors. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bro got Tay Diggs got beat up in the first one.
Yeah. And because not Taraji, but there's a bunch of them. What's that one movie? Doesn't Cost a Thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like that one.
Love
yeah.
Cost
yeah.
A thing with
yeah.
Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
Nick Cannon, boy. He don't make too many good movies. I'm not going to lie. But
yeah.
That's what we've been told.
Mm. That was probably the best, though.
Yeah.
And I like the old movies. I love 90s and 2000s.
Yeah. Me too.
And that vibe is just better.
Yeah, it is.
I feel like with our generation now, it's just that we don't get to experience the 90s and the 2000s for what it really is. We just have to go watch movies about it.
Yeah, and that love you see in those movies, I want that so bad.
Poetic Justice.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I love Janet
Jackson. Everything's just beautiful. It's authentic, and it seems like the movies now, it's love, but it's
it's rushed.
Yeah, and it's kind of, I feel sometimes it gets fake.
Yeah.
Like in the older movies, it was more, especially since social media, I even feel like that has a whole part in it. Where today things are just so much different. So I feel like even these movies are portraying that this love that they had back then, that was how love was.
Yeah.
People fell in love and they went to the club and the songs that they had back then.
Yeah.
That was real. That was authentic, and now it's just
based off of what people see on the internet
I think it's all over the place because now we back then they knew what love was. Now we don't really know what love is because we have all these different meanings and stuff
and everybody's telling us one thing and then doing another. It's so confusing.
Definitely confusing. Especially with the newer movies, it's one moment they love each other, next they yelling at each other, which don't get me wrong, that's what love is, but it's definitely not how it was. In the movies you could definitely tell, but in real life I think we think about those fantasies of what love is.
Yeah, and we have too many expectations. And I think when we ask too much, it becomes toxic. You know,
right.
A lot of people have their own ideas on it. They're a lot of guys, they don't think that they should be a gentleman. They don't think that they should go out of their way for a girl because it's normalized to be a guy, just be a dude, don't simp and stuff like that. I hate that.
Me too.
Because what girl wants a guy who doesn't want to do stuff for her?
That's exactly.
Not it. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with y'all men out there. But
right. Fix it.
Some of them are good. Some of them are good. I'm not going to cap. Some of them are good.
I'm always been a gentleman. It's just your mom taught you what to do and how to treat a woman. Or how to treat a woman like you would treat your mom. Doesn't matter if it's girlfriend, friend, don't matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just respect them always. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's it for our episode today. That was just a little practice room.
Come on.
Stay tuned on YouTube and
Apple Music.
Yeah.
Spotify.
Yeah. Any place you listen to podcasts. Bye.